This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Joining us live in studio, we have Butch Campbell this morning. And Butch, before we begin, talk a little bit about your background and your time at Walter Hill Elementary School.
All right, Scott. I was an elementary education major in school. Started teaching in 1968. Taught for 4 or 5 years at Bradley while it was a city school. Then when Riverdale and Oakland opened up, we all went to Central Middle. I was there till 1978. In 1978, I went to Walter Hill as principal and stayed out there until 2009, 31 wonderful years I had out in that facility, and then I retired.
When you started teaching here in Rutherford County, a lot of the schools that we had were schools that had been here for years and years, of course, other than Riverdale and Oakland.
True. Riverdale and Oakland opened up in 1972, and that's when we all, the 7th and 8th grade in the city, Murfreesboro City Schools went from an elementary background or status, had 2 7th and 8th grade schools, Critchlow and Bradley. And in 72, we all converged over to Central Middle School as it ceased to be a high school anymore. And it was a middle school, and we had a wonderful school over there, some good people teaching, and a lot of good students, and some good times.
So going from high school to middle school, and then principal of an elementary school, those were all quite the change, I'm sure.
Well, they were, and I was never worked at a high school. I did work at a middle school, but then my degree was elementary education, so I guess that's why they thought I could take care of Walter Hill. Because Walter Hill was a K-8 school when I first went out there, and remained that way until Siegel Middle School opened up, and then we lost all of our 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students to Siegel Middle.
I'm curious, when you started at Walter Hill Elementary, how many students roughly were there?
We had about 400 students altogether.
400. That was a pretty big school then.
Well, it wasn't bad at that point in time. And before we all closed down at one time, when Siegel Middle opened, we had as many as 1,100 on that campus with 19 portable classrooms. So we were heavily in the portable business at the time.
So what year, about how long ago, did all the schools in Rutherford County start really booming with these populations of, 1,100 students or so?
Scott, I'm really not real sure. That was probably in the early 80s, maybe.
I mean, that's a big student population.
Yes, it is. And particularly when you don't have room for them inside somewhere and you have so many portable classrooms. It was quite an experience, I'll put it that way.
I bet. And today we have roughly 51,000 school students in Rutherford County.
Well, and if you talk, the county is about that. Now, we have in Murfreesboro City about a little over 9,000, so if you combine the two systems together, you're talking probably 60,000 students.
That's wild. I mean, when you first started teaching here in Rutherford County, did you ever envision that many students?
No, not at all. Because, of course, I grew up in Murfreesboro. I was born and raised here. And, of course, I've seen a lot of changes, as well as a lot of other people have as well. So it was quite a difference. It's different today than what it was back years ago.
Walter Hill Elementary School is celebrating their 100th anniversary. So when you started teaching, or when you started being the principal there, it had already, had this huge history under its belt.
Yes, it did. When I started there, during the time I was there, we had 3 different major renovations that added to into the old gym that was in the middle of the parking lot. They tore that down eventually and buried it. And we got a new gym and new classrooms. And because of the growth in that area at that particular time, it just continued. And, of course, then eventually Wilson Elementary School came on board. So we had two elementary schools out there now that are both K-5 Wilson and Walter Hill both.
So when you started, I guess Walter Hill was roughly 65 years old or so.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you look at that student body that you had that first, second, third year of roughly 400 students, do you see a difference in the way kids were and parents were back then versus how they are today? And did you see that change kind of develop?
Yes, it has developed. Of course, I think we all know that things have changed down through the years, and certainly education has changed. It's gone from what we thought was great at the time to I'm not too sure how great it is now, but we're educating a lot of students, and they're getting a wonderful education in Murfreesboro City and Rutherford County schools.
And what are some of the biggest differences you see in students today versus years past?
I guess, Scott, one of the biggest things, and I get this from different avenues, it's called respect. I'm not too sure the students today respect not only others, but themselves as well. I've got a good friend who runs a facility in Antioch, and I asked him not long ago, he was a former clerk for a judge, and I said, what's the biggest difference? And that's what he said, it's respect, Butch. And somebody else told me that the other day, so I don't know.
Do you still see a lot of the students that you had that were, you know, under you during those years of principal today?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I really enjoy seeing them. We've had some, well, in fact, Dr. Jimmy Sullivan, who is the director for Rutherford County Schools, was a student of ours at Walter Hill. There have been many, many others that have gone on and have done very well, both in academics and sports as well.
You know, up until, I guess, the 1980s, late 1980s or so, I'd say, you had a lot of people who, you know, they had kids, raised kids in Rutherford County. Those kids would attend college and then move out of the county. But these days, there are enough jobs available, not only in Murfreesboro, but all of Middle Tennessee, where they can stay.
You're correct. And the industry has taken over a lot of places. And, of course, you know as well as I do, we're losing a lot of our farmland because of industrial growth and all, but that's part of life. Growth doesn't pay for itself, and we know that, so our taxes are increased or whatever.
Now, did you retire from Walter Hill? Was that your last position, you know, there as principal?
Yes, I retired in 2009 from there after I was there 31 years, and then in 2008, I was elected to the school board for Murfreesboro City Schools, so I have still been involved in education ever since I retired.
Now, it's really neat that you were able to stay at Walter Hill for those 31 years.
Yes, it is. In fact, when I went out there, the gentleman who was the school board member from that area, Mr. Ed Jordan, who I respect very highly, told me afterwards, he said, "Now, Butch, you're a principal." He said, "You know, I didn't vote for you." And I said, "Yes, sir, I know that." He said, "Well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you a year, and if you can do it, we'll keep on." And so evidently I pleased him because we kept on for a long time.
You know, I think the atmosphere for employers and employees was quite different in years past, because it seems like in years past, employees would stick with their employer for, you know, not just 5 years or so and then move on. They would stick with their employer, well, kind of like you, over 30 years.
Well, that's true. That is true. And it's I think that's an asset for the employer and also the employee as well, because it means that there are good working relationships and good working conditions going on in whatever that workforce is.
And when you're in the schools for as long as you were in the schools, that means you're educating one generation and then come along a second generation, then their grandkids even.
That's true. You get a lot of them. A lot of the students that I had early on are still, well, a lot of them have gone on and have made very good people in line of work, and they're very well respected, Jimmy Sullivan being one of them, and John Dinkins, who worked with Brian, and Brian Barrett was a student at Walter Hill. In fact, I think that's how he and John developed such a good close relationship at the time while Brian was there.
Definitely. You know, I think it's neat when you do have teachers and principals at the same school, because, well, I mean, I can relate. I grew up here, and I would go in to have parent-teacher conferences for my kids, and then I would see some of those same faces. In fact, they had some of my very same teachers, which builds a great relationship because you're able to get a better understanding, a true understanding of what your child's maybe, you know, what they're having problems with, what they're not having problems with, and so forth.
Well, that's true, and it's good that that happens so often, but it's that's a good testament to the longevity of teachers today. And it's also a good testament to the relationship that those teachers had with students, which are now former students.
And it's really neat that so many teachers, they start here and they decide to stay in Murfreesboro or Rutherford County or Smyrna, Laverne for years.
That's true. That's true. We've had several that have gone through Walter Hill as teachers and have later become administrators in the school systems. And that always makes you proud, knowing that you've got teachers that you've worked with, that they go ahead and go forward and become instrumental in the educational process.
As Walter Hill celebrates her 100th anniversary, what are some of your most memorable times there?
Oh, my goodness. We really had a wonderful faculty back then, Scott. It was very much of a family-oriented type situation. We had a beta club, we had a choir, we had all kinds of activities for students. Some of the more enjoyable things were fundraisers that we had, and then the payoffs. We spent 2 or 3 years where the payoff was the winning team spent the night on the roof of the building. And that turned out to be a good experience. We sat there one night and watched the heavy clouds roll in. It never did rain on us, but it sure did look bleak. And walk-a-thons we've had, and we've had people from all walks of life to visit. Representative Al Gore, when he was in Congress, presented our school with the Freedom Shrine. Shortly after Columbine occurred, we had a group of parents who came by and spoke to our student body about the tragedies that Columbine had and explaining that to them. We've had, oh golly, a lot of Holly Thompson from Channel 4 came by. We've had others. So we really had some wonderful activity. We had a good basketball program. We had some of our players went on and played high school ball and did very well, and a couple of them went on and played professional ball.
When Columbine occurred, I'm sure that was hard on school systems nationwide, but what was that like at a local school that is a little bit further out in the county, kind of like is in the farmland?
Well, that's true, but it also brings to reality to everybody things that can happen, and you never know. I think that was one reason why SRO officers became so needed and popular. We had, in Rutherford County, you had to have an enrollment of at least 800 students to get an SRO officer in the elementary school. We finally got one. Eddie Farmer was our first one. He did a wonderful job. We had others as well. But the SRO officer has certainly played a very important part, and even more so, I think, today because of safety concerns.
What was it like when schools became, I don't know, I guess a hotbed of discussion about safety, and I'm sure that was during that Columbine period, but what was that like? What were parents telling you?
Well, parents were certainly concerned about their students and their children being away from home. And the only thing we could do was just tell them we would do the best we could to provide the best safety procedures that we could provide for them. And we did that, and we were able to accomplish that sort of thing. So it made a big difference.
Being in education since 1968, you were able to see the dawn of the cell phone and when kids started getting their own cell phone, because kids didn't used to have cell phones.
No, they didn't. And, you know, I wondered about that a little bit, Scott, early on, and I had a parent tell me one day, because I said, why does a second grader need a cell phone?
I would say the same thing today.
And the response was, I want them to be able to call me when they get home in the afternoon, so I know they're safe. And I thought, well, you know, that's a pretty good reason to have one.
It is. And, you know, that you also saw the period of when home phones kind of went away. And you couldn't just call a parent at home. You had to figure out, well, do I call their work phone? Do I call their cell phone? What do I do?
Yeah, you had to know, have a way to get in touch with them. And most people, or a lot of people today, don't have landlines, so to speak, at home anymore. It's all done by cell phone. And that's part of modern technology and how things are advancing.
Very true. Did you ever have to say, all right, kids, you can't bring your phone into the classroom. You have to leave it in the backpack, in the hallway, in the locker.
Well, cell phones, when I retired, were not that popular with children. Some of them had them, but not a lot of them, but not certainly not like they do today, because, like I said, kids use those things, and they're used in classrooms today for research and things like that. Google is a wonderful place to go and look up something, and so it happens. It can be a very educational thing, and it also can be a detriment.
You know, over the time from when you began teaching and then when you retired, I think we saw children's attention span actually decrease even more.
May have, and part of that's because of so many things they have outside of what they normally do. I contend that I would love to see the news media one day a week have nothing but positive activities. But that's not going to happen. And I think sometimes when you get descriptions of shootings and robberies and murders and all, it kind of gives people an idea, well, maybe I can do that.
It's scary.
It is scary.
And I don't think, at least I don't feel like times were as scary in the 80s and the 90s as they are today.
No, I don't think they are. But we didn't have the technology in the 80s that we have today, and I think that's a major factor.
Very true. Today you have to worry about all sorts of things, and teachers have to worry about all kinds of things, and even they have to worry about kids plagiarizing papers by using AI.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true.
That wasn't a big concern back then.
Used to, when we were in school, if you referenced something, you had to put a footnote.
That's right.
Nowadays, I think they just put it in. If the teacher can recognize it as somebody else's work, they'll tell them.
Even libraries. And if you ask a kid today, what's the Dewey Decimal System? They have no clue.
No, they don't. Uh-uh.
Things have changed.
That's right. They have.
Walter Hill Elementary School celebrating their 100th anniversary, and that's going to be this coming Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1. Did you have anniversaries that you celebrated there, maybe the 70th, 75th?
No, we didn't. Uh-uh.
100 years, though.
100 years, that's a long time.
It's a very long time. Did you ever research some of that history of Walter Hill and how it all became Walter Hill?
We did years ago. In fact, at one point in time, we buried a box of material.
Like a time capsule, almost.
Time capsule, yeah. And we dug it up 10 years later. And it was very interesting, some of the stuff that we pulled out. But, you know, that's part of it. Well, the celebration coming up Saturday is, I hope, something that a lot of people will attend. Particularly, I'd love to see some former teachers and students. Some of them you see around town, but you don't see as many of them as you'd like to. I think we can call the school here in a few minutes maybe, and they can give us more in-depth on the activities going on. So
we will
do that.
Yeah, in fact, let's go ahead and take a break. Again, with us this morning, Butch Campbell and retired principal from Walter Hill Elementary. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back to tell you more about that 100th anniversary at Walter Hill Elementary. Time right now, 8:39. You're listening to WGNS on this Monday morning.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant. So many people buy so many different things. You know, I go out to eat and I like eating steak, where my wife will end up getting her salmon. Our salmon is cut fresh, so she loves her salmon. It's one of those places that you can go, you can get pastas or chicken. You know, the kids love it. Get what you want at Demas's Restaurant and not be limited just to one or two items. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Bob Ferris enjoys life at Adams Place.
I do physical therapy here and ride the bicycle. This morning I rode the bicycle for 20 minutes. At Adams Place, I enjoy the friendship. We have a good time.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We have in studio with us this morning Butch Campbell, retired principal from Walter Hill Elementary School. And now we're going to head to the school and be joined by Sarah Cecil, who is part of Walter Hill Elementary.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Doing good. Hey. Butch Campbell is here.
And Sarah.
Good morning, Butch. It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too.
So the event's coming up on Saturday. This is the big celebration, 100 years for Walter Hill Elementary. What all is going to be taking place?
Well, our doors are going to open a little bit before 11, so around 10:30. You can come in and get things settled. We're going to have a welcome at 11. Mr. Bogan is going to sort of do a brief overview of Walter Hill and its history. And then we're going to have all kinds of different opportunities for people to check out different memorabilia through the years. We've got cheerleading uniforms and old school pictures and pictures of the school from the last however many years we have. Any alumni, we'd love to have everybody come. Food trucks and just a good community opportunity to get together and celebrate our little school.
You know, there's not a lot of schools out there that can say we've been here for 100 years and we're still teaching. So that's pretty neat. What's that like being a part of a school like that?
Honestly, it is wonderful. We have a beautiful little family community of teachers and families that are here. Honestly, not to, I don't know, speak out of turn, but I think we're kind of the best school around.
You
don't get to be 100 years old and not be the best school.
That's right. That's right. It's neat celebrating that, because that means you've got so many people who used to attend Walter Hill, so many businesses, business owners, and so forth, who've been a part of Walter Hill over the years, who I'm sure still help support the school.
They do. We have the best alumni that support us and are constantly taking good care of us.
Where do
so
folks...
We're very lucky.
Definitely. Where do folks need to go when they get to Walter Hill on Saturday?
They can just come. They can park out front. Like I said, we will have food trucks here. We are lucky enough to have Donut Envy that will be here. Kona Ice will be here. And just a smoke and barbecue. And so we're going to have opportunities to feed you as well as spend time with our lovely community.
Are all the teachers going to be there? And do you expect to see a lot of teachers who may be retired from there?
We sure hope to see everyone here. Our teachers will, of course, be here, and we will have a bunch of people that have attended here, taught here, and that continue to support us. We're excited to have a big crowd.
Do you know about how big that student population is today at Walter Hill?
We have about 600 students.
About 600. Now, Butch, you were saying at the time of your retirement, there were about, what, 400, 450?
When I retired, God, I'd say it'd be more than that when I retired. It was about 400 when I started.
400 when you started, and that would have been 1980s?
1978,
okay. That student population has grown just like the entire county has grown.
Yeah. And of course, at one time, I told you we were up to 1,100, but that was before Siegel Middle School opened up, because we were a total pre-K through 8 school.
I wonder how many students were there, and Sarah, you may know this, whenever the school first opened 100 years ago.
Oh, wow, that is a good question. I don't actually have the answer for that. I wonder how many students were here when they first opened.
Butch, looking back, I mean, the county was a lot smaller back then, and there's not that many people who have lived here for 100 years who are still around.
No.
That would be interesting.
Of course, at that time, we had what they call community or neighborhood schools, because you had Walter Hill and Las Casas, Buchanan. I guess Walter Hill was the furthest north in the county at that particular time. Got to Smyrna.
Back then, you had a whole lot more farming going on, a lot more agriculture, especially when the school first opened.
Yes.
It was mainly farms out there.
Yes, it was.
So I would imagine nowhere near that number of 400, 450, or 1,100. That would nowhere close to that student population.
Probably not. It'd be interesting. I'll let Sarah look that up for us.
I will. I will find out that information. That'll be my goal for the day.
And again, this coming Saturday, Sarah, folks can get out there around 10:30 or so. That's when everything starts, officially
sure
at 11, but 10:30 is when you plan to have it all open.
Yep, 10:30 is when we'll open the doors, and 11 o'clock is when we're going to rock and roll and get things moving.
Now, do you ever have students who come back to the school who are, you know, let's say 40, 50, 60 years old, and they say, I'm just curious what it looks like today?
We have, actually, and we've actually had quite a few teachers that have said, oh, I taught here 20 years ago, I taught here 30 years ago, and like to come and see the changes and the differences that have been made throughout the school. So it's really exciting when they come back to say hi.
That is neat. And Butch, during your years, I'm sure you had the same thing. Some people who came back, maybe they went there in the 40s or even earlier.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, we have a lot of adults came back who were alumni of Walter Hill School. Of course, it was at that particular time, Scott, it was also went through the 12th grade as a high school. It was a high school up until 1972 when Riverdale and Oakland opened up, and Walter Hill and Las Casas, Christiana, Buchanan, you know, they all converted back to just a K-8 school.
I don't think a lot of people realize that. You know, kind of like we had a high school in Rockville as well at one point years ago.
That's right. Sure did.
And when we had those high schools that at the time, they would have been much further out than what they feel like today, of course.
Oh, golly, yes, because there wasn't near as much development between here and there. I mean, you go to Walter Hill today, and it is just, it's amazing to me when I drive out that way how much growth has gone on and how much, well, you just look at Memorial all the way out to the VA hospital and beyond.
None of that was there other than the VA. That stuff was not there.
That's right.
Years and years ago, when you had high schools that were, like we said, further out in the community or felt like it compared to today, you had students who literally went to these schools from kindergarten all the way through high school.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, yeah. Of course, when they started, kindergarten wasn't a major thing at that particular time. In fact, it was not mandated until later on, but at least first grade through 12th.
I don't think students today, I don't think, first of all, their parents stay in one place long enough for them to stay in the same school for that K through high school experience like they did back then.
Probably not. Sir, you may know, do you have many students that start with you at kindergarten or preschool and go all the way up to the fifth grade with you?
We do. We actually have quite a few that start here and go all the way through. And a lot of those students, actually, their parents and grandparents also went here for school. And so they planted here and they stayed. They're one of the few lucky ones that get to be here the whole time.
Well, that's great. That's good that they'll stay.
I would say that's probably unique because you don't have that a lot at most schools today.
I would say not.
No, definitely not.
Maybe it's farming that has been in the family for years, and that's something they still do. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there are certain reasons why they have attended, you know, the same school their parents did and stay there.
Well, once you're lucky enough to live here, I wouldn't see a reason to want to leave.
Again, Sarah Cecil.
Particularly, Sarah, if you're getting a quality education, and I'm sure that's what they're getting at Walter Hill today like they did years ago, too.
Absolutely. We have top-notch teachers, that is for sure.
And again, the big celebration is coming up on Saturday. Folks can get there at 10:30 at Walter Hill Elementary and stay up until 1 o'clock or so, and they'll have a chance, what, to tour the school as well?
Absolutely. And if they were someone that was able to purchase a 100-year shirt, we encourage you to wear your shirt on Saturday.
Oh, cool. Okay. And are you going to have different things for sale, like shirts, on Saturday?
There will be some, and we can pre-order some more. So if you missed out on the first batch of shirts, we can definitely get you one.
And Butch was saying something about yearbooks, and I'm curious, are there going to be older yearbooks for people to look at on Saturday?
Absolutely. We were fortunate enough to have people generously let us borrow them. And so if you're careful, you can flip through and maybe you'll see a year that you attended.
Do you know what year yearbooks you have?
Not off the top of my head, I don't. But we're going to also pull out the ones that we have stored here. So we should have a good selection.
Oh, okay. Because I've got one from every year while I was there. I didn't know whether you need them or not.
Well, you know what? I will go through things, and if we're missing any, we'll call you, Butch. Does
okay.
that sound okay?
That'd be great. Yes, ma'am. Be glad for you to
Wonderful.
Use them.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Definitely. Sarah, thank you for joining us this morning.
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that was Sarah Cecil with Walter Hill Elementary School celebrating their 100th anniversary, which is, again, a big celebration coming up this coming Saturday, 11 to 1. And right now in studio with us, we have Butch Campbell, former principal out there at Walter Hill Elementary. Butch, what is the thing that stands out in your mind the most over the years from you being a principal at the elementary school?
Well, at Walter Hill, it was certainly a very, like I said earlier, a very family atmosphere we tried to do. We had good teachers. Everybody respected each other. It wasn't I'm trying to do better than you. It was all working together. We all looked out for the same students all the time. Even when we had so many, we did that. It was a good family atmosphere, and certainly some of the activities we did, Scott, were just wonderful, a lot of fun, a lot of educational. And then, of course, some of the students who were there who went on and did better things later on.
Was it easier working with, let's say, parents in the beginning of your time as teacher as then principal? And then did it become harder over the years? Did parents' attitude, the way they interacted, change?
I think so. I think that is certainly partially because of the culture that we're in today. But I think that parents were more, I guess I want to say more supportive, actively supportive. You know, back when you and I were in school, and no, you got in trouble at school, you got in trouble at home.
That's right.
Nowadays, I'm afraid some cases that you get in trouble at school and it's the teacher's fault.
Seems like parents are more quick to blame somebody else other than looking at their own child saying, they did this. They won't admit that these days.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think we see that not only in the elementary level, but also in the high school level as well.
And of course, that plays out in things like juvenile detention and crimes that are committed.
I agree 100%.
Back then, you used to be able to even paddle students, but you can't do that today.
No, you can't. I remember one time, Scott, and I don't remember the student's name. Somebody reminded me of it not long ago. We caught him smoking, and that was early, and that was certainly something you didn't see then. And I called the parent, and I told them, and they said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, if I can have your permission, I'm going to take him out here on the back steps, and I'm going to make him smoke the rest of those cigarettes in that pack. She said, go for it. Well, I did. And I'm going to tell you what, he turned every color green, but you know what? He didn't smoke anymore. He learned his lesson, so that was a big thing.
I bet.
Couldn't do that today.
No, not at all.
Not without parent support.
That's right. It just wouldn't happen.
That's right.
I'm thinking back. I went to Mitchell Nielsen, then went to Central. I got paddled at both schools, and I'm still alive today and
Who
survived.
Who was your principal at Mitchell Nielsen?
Mr. Crowder.
Bob Crowder.
Yeah.
I started there in 1952 when it opened up in second grade.
When Mitchell Nielsen opened in second grade, that's before they had two separate schools there.
Oh, yes. We were all grades 1 through 8 in that same building.
That's right. And then I don't know what year it changed to 3rd through 6th grade. And then eventually, I guess, 3rd through 5th grade.
Yeah. Well, now they have the preschool across the street.
That's right. Yeah.
Where our football field used to be.
A lot has changed over the years in every level of education.
Yes, you're right. And growth is a one reason for all that.
We have had a lot of that.
Yes, we have. More so than what a lot of people would like to have.
So coming up, Walter Hill celebrating 100 years in education here in Rutherford County. A lot of good 100 years, I'd say.
I would say you're exactly right. Here comes a former a product of us.
That's right. Brian Barrett.
Brian Barrett.
Just walked in.
Yeah.
Did you
Hello.
Survive getting paddled too?
I did not get paddled by Mr. Campbell. That went to Mr. Bailey. But I got it back in 8th grade, so it's okay.
I got paddled by Butch Vaughn at Central.
Oh, well, he's...
And Mr. Crowder at Mitchell Nielsen.
that happens for sure. I heard you talking about families being there, and my parents graduated in the class of 56 from high school there. And I remember you could go down the hallway. They probably are still there. You could go by and see their graduation photos there. It was kind of neat. And I had 13 years there, and I have to preface that by saying kindergarten is one of those. So
didn't fail.
No. I mean, but nine good years there at Walter Hill. A lot of memories from there.
Some great memories. Mm-hmm. You know, we really had a good school, Brian. We had a good faculty, a good staff. It was very family oriented, I think. And I think certainly some of the ones that are most known in our community today are like you and John Dinkins, Jeff Jordan, who was there for a while.
That sounds like a police roundup that you just gave there. But to think about, you know, I think John was there 10, 12 years, something like that, as a teacher and coach. You know, that's a tenth of the time that the school's been there. So, there are a lot of people who have come through the school and had an impact on the community. So it'll be good to see lots of folks. I think about Miss Pugh and Miss Tilford and all the people that work behind the scenes, the cafeteria and all that.
Oh,
so
golly, yes.
You just start going down that road. It's a long list.
It is a long list. And a lot of those teachers that we had there have passed away since then. You know, Mr. B.D. Giovanni, you remember him?
I do not. He was not there. Miss Baird, Miss Dot Baird, was one I remember a lot.
Mr. Harder.
Yes, he was. I had him at my brother Mickey had him at Walter Hill, but he was at Oakland by the time I got there. There's just a long list of people who made an impact as educators, and some of those have gone on from now. But you start reminiscing at this thing on Saturday, it could go a little past one. You know,
gone but not forgotten.
Yeah, very much.
And so many educators and principals like you were there for 1, 2, even 3 decades.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's a lot of time. You don't see that as much today at the same school.
I think you're probably correct, Scott.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. And once again, this coming Saturday, 11 to 1 at Walter Hill Elementary, celebrating 100 years, and folks can get there at 10:30. But thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. And I hope to see a lot of former students and teachers and everybody in the community.
Sounds great. Right now, that time, 9 o'clock. Stay with us. More news and information coming up.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Middle Tennessee Electric's annual meeting.